One California resident who won't be voting tomorrow is named Desiree. She'd rather not use her last name. Desiree is a doctor. She grew up in Singapore but moved to the UK to study. From there, she came to the US. Desiree is a permanent resident, so it wouldn't be difficult for her to become a citizen and vote. But she's decided not to do that. She is following the election, however, as she tells our producer Daniel Gross, who also happens to be her son.
I think I follow it involuntarily, if you get what I mean. How can one avoid it? It's a bit of a circus. It's like entertainment, like a reality show, except it's not a show. It's the real thing. But I probably don't spend a lot of time talking about it. It's something that you carefully avoid if you want to keep your friends.
So what will you be doing when the rest of California is voting?
I'll be watching with amusement.
And why won't you be voting?
I'll tell you why. When I first came to the United States, I was shocked in the cereal aisle. I know it sounds trivial to have over 20 brands of cereal. I grew up with two choices, cornflakes and Rice Krispies, and both were treats. So here I am in the biggest democracy in the world, and there are two parties to choose from, essentially. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Neither party represents all my views, so I can think of better things to make a difference to people's lives. You know how they say, at the end of your life, the things you regret are the things you didn't do. So would I regret not voting? I don't think so.
So have you ever voted in your life?
No, I left my birth country too young to be able to vote. And I grew up in a system that was essentially one party. So voting wasn't a big deal because you knew who was going to win. It was a benign system. And then I have been a traveling global citizen ever since. I've lived on three continents. So I've more or less foregone my opportunity to vote in any country that I've lived in.
A lot of immigrants value voting more than a lot of Americans do. Some immigrants see it as the final step toward becoming an American. Why do you think it hasn't played out that way for you?
You're right. It is symbolic of belonging. It hasn't played out for me because I have not felt that I've escaped any circumstance to come to this country. I came here by marriage to your father. I mean, the point of voting is to make a difference, but I feel like I make a much bigger difference by what I do every single day. How can I help my neighbor, my friend? What can I teach that will help my students be better healthcare providers? You choose to volunteer, you choose to make a difference in the way you can.
Is there anything that a politician could do? Let's say, is there anything that Hillary Clinton could do, or Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump could do, to convince you to vote?
Now, what would persuade me if several parties appear, new parties, and I could identify with the views of one of them? But then all this, I guess what I call corruption, all this to do with money and campaigns and strategies, is so much about strategy. That's a real turnoff. As the current election shows, the office of the president of America can be bought. If you come from poverty, that position is out of your range. I think I could make more difference by donating my money to the causes that matter to me than I could by voting. I know it sounds very stubborn, almost escapist, but voting does not wake me up in the morning. The chance to vote is not something that I wake up and look forward to.
California resident Desiree explaining why she's chosen not to become a citizen and vote in a conversation with her son, producer Daniel Gross.